Immigrants could be the key to staying ahead of China in the global knowledge economy. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Ben Graham, associate professor in the School of International Relations at the University of Southern California, Dornsife, discusses why.
In America's continuing battle with China for global influence, immigration policy, as much as tariffs and trade deals, may determine which country prevails. The American workforce is full of first and second generation immigrants. China's workforce is not. Though it's four times as large as the U.S., China has just 1 million residents who are foreign-born, compared to 50 million in America. Why is this significant? My research shows that companies owned or managed by immigrants have several key advantages that help them invest overseas in challenging environments. I led a team of researchers who interviewed managers at more than 400 multinational companies operating in two countries, the Philippines and Georgia, that are typical of emerging markets. Profit opportunities abound, but so do risks, including corruption, red tape, and an unpredictable policy environment. Among the things we learned is that, compared to other multinationals, migrant-affiliated companies were five times more likely to resolve business disputes through resolutions brokered by well-connected friends and family rather than through the court system. Considering how slow and unpredictable courts in developing countries can be, this is a big advantage. Migrant-affiliated companies were also four times more likely to have a current or former government official on their board of directors, and more than twice as likely to use their owners' or managers' personal relationships as a tool for handling government relations. What's the benefit of these relationship-based strategies? Migrant-affiliated businesses were almost twice as likely to succeed in influencing government policy. Of course, not all immigrants have valuable social ties. That applies primarily to higher-skilled workers. But what we've learned is that immigrants may just hold the key for the U.S. to outmaneuver China in the struggle for global economic supremacy, as long as we continue to welcome the immigrants that give our firms a global edge.
That was Ben Graham of the University of Southern California, Dornsife. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you. Advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.